Good evening. Welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is the United States, 330 million abandoned souls. Brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump, the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Welcome our patrons and latest donors, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Alicia, and Catherine, our regulars, support every month our great production. And we ask that all of our listeners contribute with at least a heart, a star, or a smile, or whatever you can contribute. Every penny, every smile, every acknowledgement of your appreciation helps this podcast roll on. Open brief prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray this evening for those hardest hit in the eastern and northeastern states, in New Jersey, New York City, and in the Philadelphia area, hit by one of the most powerful storms unleashed upon the coast. We see in this great power, O Lord, your heavy hand, which can be intimidating. That same heavy hand can bring bring confidence and comfort to those in need. We pray that you help those devastated by this flooding and by the winds. Pray these things in your name. O gracious Lord, amen. So our great sponsor that we had last week has asked us to run this promotion again. And I think it's important because, you know, in this nation, hi, Joanne, in this nation, we live daily by the movement of goods and services across the nation. So I commend people that can move merchandise from one place to another. Without that, we'd have nothing. Our stores would be empty. We'd have no food. We'd have no clothing. We'd have no housing. So now this is directed mainly at people in the southern states, and we attention Nashville, Tennessee area, CDLA team drivers. Commodore Express is Central Tennessee's premier refrigerated truckload carrier. It's actively hiring CDLA team drivers in the Nashville, Tennessee area for their West Coast weekly runs. Their teams are only to the West Coast. They offer a full benefits package, above average pay, an out-and-back operation, and quality home family time. They strive to provide the best work environment with as little stress as possible. Commodore Express is a family-owned, family-oriented company. They take pride in the way they do business, fairly, honestly, and respectfully. Full-time, part-time, retired, casual drivers and female drivers encouraged to apply. They're able to work with just about anyone and fill your needs. Visit Commodore Express online at commodoreexpress.net to learn more about them and request an online application, or call Robert in Recruiting at 615-287-5140, extension 1, to get started with a better career path. Commodore Express, 615-287-5140, extension 1. Commodore Express looks forward to seeing your seat in one of their seats. Now, I've worked with a lot of the truck drivers, just at, you know, an interesting sideline here. And, you know, a career where one of my good friends, and my daughter would know him, a good friend of my son's, spent about 3 months in the truck driving business and never was home. Cross country, worked day and night for 7 days a week. Just a tough situation. But, you know, this this express line, when, you know, you get home for the weekends, it actually sounds like a pretty good gig compared to some of the other truck driving jobs. And, you know, it's a tough thing when you think about putting yourself in that position of having to move these goods and load up in the warehouses and eat at truck stops along the way and move these giant behemoths around. Just unbelievable, really unbelievable. I'm proud to support this this company for this client of ours. It's just wonderful. Anyway, we're going to open up with a comment about the infrastructure bill, which opens a path to the topic tonight. Topic being being alone in America, being abandoned, 330 million abandoned souls, every one of us. Abandoned by our government, abandoned by our peers. We're alone. And the funny thing is, I've kind of always been a loner myself, so I'm kind of used to that. A lot of people aren't. I'm going to make some interesting comments that you're going to have to listen to the whole story. I'm going to wait till we get a full audience out here, because this is just, if you miss the beginning and you only hear the end, you're going to wonder what the hell I'm talking about. But it's very important because it shows where we can go and what we need to do and what we need to consider and why things are failing just so poorly. We have to download this infrastructure bill. 2,700 pages, hard to come by as well. You know, they put a few things in that are kind of interesting that we've talked about in the past. You know, some of the Medicare reforms are actually interesting. And in the smaller part of the bill, you notice you're not hearing much about it right now. They're working undercover. They don't want us to know what they're working on. But they're working on a number of things on this. One of them in that infrastructure bill is going to be a ban. A literal ban on nutritional remedies and supplements. They want it to be illegal to sell vitamins and nutritional products. That's part of the infrastructure bill, folks. Then they want to force the banks to report every transaction of $600 or greater. And they wonder why people are going after cryptocurrency and why they don't want a national cryptocurrency. They want a private cryptocurrency. I don't blame them. Heck, if they're going to report, if the banks are going to report transactions $600 and up, and you can't do business on a handshake with someone, I'd rather give them Bitcoin instead. The hell with the banks, the hell with the country. They're going to lose out on this because people are going to rebel against it. They are doing exactly what they said they weren't going to do in this new regime. That's going after the individuals. Yeah, the supplements. They're going after the supplements. They're going after us, folks. They're going after us. They're going after us taking care of ourselves, supporting ourselves. There's not one piece of this infrastructure bill that does anything about the superpowers and the giant corporations that are screwing us over and taking money from the government without giving anything back. They're coming after us. I'm going to try to get more on this between now and next Thursday. I've got a lot going on this month, but a lot going on. Just bought books for my book fair that's coming up, the book author's booth we have at the Bloomsburg Fair. We're going to have more in this infrastructure bill. And it's time to get out and get writing again, start getting the information out to people. Because this is, you don't realize what's hiding back there in these bills. They're out to destroy us totally. When you look at what's been done, not just with this bill, but in general. You know, there was a Marine in the great state of Nevada who feared banks. He had issues. He was on a road trip, and he kept his money at home. So he packed his money in a satchel and went out west on a trip, had it in his car. State troopers pulled him over for whatever questionable things they pull him over for. Now, this money was legitimate. He had proof that where it came from. But, you know, they took that money from him, and then they sent it off to the feds and said, this might be illegal money. This might have been used as part of a crime. A Marine, a U.S. Marine. This guy's still trying to get his money back. Do you realize that in 49 states, and I forget which the 50th one, I think it's Idaho. It's one state that this is not true. But in the rest of the states, the burden of proof is on the victim. That has to prove you're innocent. Does that make any sense, folks? Innocent until proven guilty. I honestly thought was the law. Yet the burden of proof is on the victim. And they can keep your money as long as they feel like, or your goods, or your home, or whatever they've seized, for any reason that they want, until you prove you're innocent. That just doesn't sound right to me. You know, more and more they're coming after us. They're doing nothing to support us as individuals. They don't care about people. They care about the mass. They call people the mass. We're the users, the eaters. We're the slaves of the rich. And they've been going after these same things for years. They don't want us to be able to make a dime that we could hide from them because they charge too much in fees and taxes. Then they want us to be able to trade with each other. I always wondered why barter is considered commerce. Yeah, if I have a cow and you have a sheep and I need a sheep and you need a cow, if I give you my cow and you give me your sheep, no money has changed hands. If you fix my roof and I fix your tractor, no cash has changed hands. The value in those products or services remains unchanged. The value of a cow is the value of a cow. The value of a sheep is the value of a sheep. You haven't increased that value and you haven't cashed that in. And the funny thing is, now let's put this logically. When you invest in the stock market or in cryptocurrency, you lay your taxed cash into that market. And until you convert that valueless paper, so to speak, even though it's not paper anymore, into currency, they don't tax you. Now, listen closely to that. You buy two Ether, $6,000, you pay for it. And maybe now it goes up to $12,000. Well, you're not paying anything on that until you cash it in. You can take that two Ether and convert it into 0.1 Bitcoin. Or 5,000 Doge. And you're not taxed on it. So why can't you take the sheep and turn it into a cow? You know, it makes no sense. Nothing that the government does these days makes any sense whatsoever. You know, we really need to start standing up to all this. We need to keep our eyes open and really monitor this closely, because you're not going to hear any of this on the mainstream media. We got to go digging. We got to see what's going on, what they're pulling on us. You know, they told the governor of the great state of Pennsylvania that they've pulled the plug on all his authority for this pandemic. Yet suddenly he's dictating masking. Now, I'm not going to say anything about masking or not masking or whatever, but the fact is that the governor went against the state legislature yet again to command the schools to mask their students. And then here's the kicker. He calls it a mandate. And then at the very end, in small print, in very quiet voice, he says that it's a recommendation. After he said it's a mandate. Now, you know, it's interesting to see the great state of Texas standing up, you know, for the what's right and what's wrong. And to hear the conversation, I'm gonna digress here for a moment, because this is on the same path. But for all those of you who don't know the details, and I'm sure most do, the great state of Texas basically said you can't have an abortion after 6 weeks. And what they did is really pretty cool. We should do this in the other states for other things. They put the people in charge of enforcing it, so that they couldn't say that the state's going to say that the police or the governor or anybody else can do anything. But they put the people in charge. You as an individual can report not only someone who's having an abortion that shouldn't be, but you can report the person that drove them to the abortion clinic. Can report the doctors. You can report anybody that had anything to do with that, and there's up to a $10,000 bounty. Boy, isn't that cool? Now, why am I so torqued on abortions? I've always said I'm pro-life, 100%. But you know, again, pro-life is truly a religious commitment. It's a moral commitment. There are people without morals or ethics or religion. We know where they're going. We don't want to see them go there. Just because someone has an abortion, I don't hate them. God hates them. They'll find out in the long run the error of their ways. But it's not, you know, I don't hate them, and it's not my place to say, okay, well, we're going to stop this. However, it's not the government's place to allow it either. A great president was talking about the issues of morality. And the original plan to basically eliminate Roe versus Wade. And I'm not talking about the idiot in the White House now. I'm talking about our great president. We almost had another term, we would have had Roe versus Wade gone, but now Texas has taken the lead. And why in the hell are we regulating issues of morality to begin with at the federal level? There's nothing in the Constitution. And Biden in a White House comes up and says, oh, this is unconstitutional. No, it's not. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say you have the right to kill a baby. Nowhere. I challenge anyone to find me in the Constitution where you have the right to kill a baby. Doesn't say you can't either. That's the odd thing. But it's not something that can be regulated constitutionally, because it's not in the Constitution. It's an issue of morality. It's a religious issue. It's an issue that makes sense. How can you continue a nation? You know, there was one of the, they were saying, talking about the clinics that in Texas before this bill went into effect, and it was approved by the Supreme Court, 5-4, by the way. They were saying this one abortion house was doing between 20 and 30 abortions a day. And there's like 300 or 400 across the state. But how the hell are we supposed to have a country? How are we supposed to grow? How's our nation supposed to build itself if we kill all our babies? You know, they talk about, you know, gay rights, and I don't deny gay rights, but when you think about it, it's another choice. It's a choice because if every human being were gay, there wouldn't be any more people on the planet, would there? You know, now let's get rid of religion. Let's take the Bible and stick it aside. Let's take the Quran and put it aside. Let's take every religious work and set it aside for a moment. Let's think logically. Why are we here on the planet? Why are dogs and cats here? Why are gorillas here? We're here to be fruitful and multiply. The Bible says it, but it's straight logic. You get together, you create more life so that life can flourish. Now, that doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. It doesn't take the Bible. It doesn't take another religious work to prove that. It's a fact. It's science. It's not science. It's logic. If everybody sat down when they said, I'm not going to have sex, I'm not going to get married, I'm not going to make babies, how long would the world last? And, you know, in the United States, we're one of the biggest promoters of abortion and one of the biggest baby killers in the world. Now think about it. We don't want to be overpopulated, but by the same token, we went from 310 million people in 2010 to 331 million people in 2020. The same time that, you know, China went up 20 or 30%. Because they're promoting having babies so they can take over the world. And I'm not saying we want 1 billion people in America, but when you think of it, there's well over 1 billion people in India. And India is like the size of Texas. You know, if we allow ourselves to diminish in population. And by the way, that 10 million increase in population between 2010 and 2020, that was the 10 million quasi-legal immigrants. And that doesn't count the illegal immigrants. But we haven't boosted our population or our ability to defend ourselves. The smaller we get, the more difficult it would be for us to protect ourselves and to defend ourselves. You know, population control is critical. You can't have too many people, you can't have too few. But folks, you can't count the number of you can't even count the number of abortions we have in this country every year. For frivolous reasons. What, are these people too lazy to use birth control? Or abstinence? Or sensibility? One of these abortion clinics, or what they call Planned Parenthood, why don't they promote, you know, prevention in the first place? And yeah, there's comment birth control can fail. Yes, it can. That's true. But the percentages are very small. And yet these people have the audacity in Texas, people going up against it, saying it's against our constitutional rights. No, it isn't. Then they're saying that it's their body. They can do what they want with it. I agree. Okay, I agree. Then I don't have to get vaccinated, do I? I don't have to wear a mask, do I? It makes no sense. Nothing they say makes any freaking sense. Getting tired of it. I really am. I don't know about you folks. Then they're saying they're not. And then the president, president that weren't keeping Donald Trump's seat warm, is saying, oh, Texas is inhibiting medical, how did he word it? Medical care, particularly for the poor and the needy and the you know, the people of color. Really? Killing a baby is medical care? Since when did the Hippocratic Oath say you can kill people? Never heard that one. That's a new one on me. They got to rewrite that. Or maybe I missed something in the fine print. And yes, I tell women, yes, you absolutely have the right to do whatever you want with your body. It's your body. I don't care. I don't care if you stab yourself, jump off a bridge, run in front of a car. But you got a baby inside of you. You don't touch that baby because that's not your body. I'm sorry. I just get torqued over that. You know, the first time you see, and I'm sure all the mothers out there, the first time you see a sonogram of that little baby in there at 8 weeks, 12 weeks, and that little baby at 12 weeks is sucking its thumb, and they're going to go kill that at 20 weeks. If that doesn't sicken anybody, then folks, we've lost it. We're ready for Armageddon. We're ready to meet our maker and sit by his side because this planet is no longer for humans. It's no longer the planet that God created. I guess I went off on too much of a tangent there, missing the other topics of the show. But it just torques me. It unbelievably torques me. But then you see the manufacturing going out to China. It's gone. And the problem is, now I'm gonna run Robin here, because this is kind of interesting. When you think about, they created this whole infrastructure of allowing other nations. It started with Japan, then Korea, then India, and then on to China. I'm surprised Russia never got into that hype. You know, basically when you take over manufacturing, you're taking over the world. You're taking over nations by taking their business away from them and by holding them hostage to your own whims. Have you talked? You know, when Biden first came on, he says we're going to bring all the manufacturing back to the United States. Have you heard anything about that lately, folks? Hello, Mueller. Ferris Bueller? Where's the manufacturing at? Now all the plants are coming out. There's two different, I think, Ford and GM. They're shutting down almost all the production of new automobiles because can't get Chinese chips. And the United States doesn't make them. You know, Silicon Valley, why did they call Silicon Valley Silicon Valley? Think about that. Silicon is what they make their chips out of. Who made the chips? Who made all the chips in the entire world for the longest time? Who invented the freaking things? Bell Labs. Silicon Valley made them. Texas Instruments. And King of Prussia. We need to bring it back. We need to bring it back because we need those jobs. We need that stability. And, you know, we need our oil. We need to open up these pipelines they want to open up. Just open them up until you find some other means of making energy. But you can't shut a whole country down just because you don't like the way the atmosphere is getting. You definitely got to find solutions. You know, I'll be honest, oil is evil. Coal is evil. I've always felt that way. But it's what we have right now. It's what makes our nation run. Take away the oil, take away the coal, take away our power. You're not going to replace that with windmills and solar panels anytime soon. No, I'm sorry. These bureaucrats just don't realize the science. They always talk about, oh, the science of all this. But the science, the fact is, and for you have to qualify because they say, oh, you're not a doctor. Oh, you're not a scientist. Well, I'm a scientist. And I was in the medical field in biomedical engineering. So I can own both sides of this. And I'm telling you right now, the bureaucrats don't realize the size of the project they're attempting to capture. And when they create this infrastructure, just like that infrastructure in China destroyed our ability to get chips for computers, the infrastructure designing automobiles that are so reliant on technology that you can't run them without computerization, that infrastructure has just failed us. That's our transportation, folks. Trains, planes, buses, everything. And now you want to change that whole infrastructure into an electric infrastructure, not knowing the phenomenal amount of energy that we utilize every single minute of every single day and every single year. If you can imagine 100 atomic bombs going off simultaneously every hour, that's the kind of power we use in the United States of America. Solar panel and a windmill is not going to generate that kind of power. Nuclear fission, nuclear fusion, coal, gas, oil generates that kind of power. But no, they want this infrastructure bill to pass, and they want their whole bill to pass. And they're putting little bits and pieces just to piss people off. Because if anyone votes against this $3 trillion plan that they have, oh, the seniors are going to come after them because they're going to improve Medicare. And all the gun control advocates are going to go after them because they want their gun control. There's little bits and pieces in there that somebody wants, and enough people want it, that these members in the Congress and the Senate are going to cave. You think it's bad now. You wait till this infrastructure bill goes through. Evil incarnate, my friends. Evil incarnate. Totally evil. Like, as it says, you know, we need to come together. We need to write our congressman. We need to be alert as to what's really going on, not what the mainstream media is saying, not even what the conservative media is saying, because neither one has it right. We need to go and dig on our own. Go to the source. Find out what's really happening. Get a group together. Meet with your members of Congress. Meet with the members of Senate. Start a lobby group for citizens. It's one of my pet projects I'm thinking of. For as Psalm 133 says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil upon the head. Together, we're strong. It's like the unions used to say. We as a union, we are strong together. We need to form that union. We need to form that great bond and work together to resolve the issues of this great nation of ours. Or we're doomed to fail. And failure is not an option. And I keep hearing people saying, oh, we're going to impeach Joe Biden. Oh, we're going to, you know what? As much as I don't like Joe Biden, I hate Kamala Harris worse. I don't know about you. God, please let Joe stay sane and safe. until we can put that seat, get that seat warmed back up again. Put some friendly fire in there. Elect good members of the Congress and the Senate, the House and the Senate. Put back a good president. You know, yeah, Trump 2024. I don't know what's going on with Trump, and it would be nice. I think I'm going to digress just for a minute, and then we're going to kind of end a little bit early because my throat is bothering me this week, and my voice is going. But yeah, you know, I think next year 2022 is the big deal. You know, we really need to push. We need to push for the Senate and the House. We need to take it back. I think if we take back the House and Senate, I think it'll be the canary in the cave, so to speak. I think that what happens in 2022 will determine what happens in 2024. And you know, if 2022 really pushes through and people really realize just how bad the Democrats have become and how bad things have become, we could probably push through Donald Trump in 2024. If it goes south on us in 2022, we're going to have to go for some more, I don't know what, but I don't even want to think about it right now. Until 2022 comes, I don't want to think about it. We do need to make that change, but I think 2022 is the key. We need to push really, really hard. Get your friends out to vote. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Get a feel for what's going on and get a push in for the conservative candidates. And logical, reasonable. I mean, there are some Republicans I wouldn't want in there either. Get some reasonable people in 2022. And yeah, DeSantis and Trump. There's a good one. Yeah, absolutely. And it could go either way. Trump, DeSantis, or DeSantis, Trump. I think that actually DeSantis and Trump as a vice president would actually probably be a more viable an option at this point because of, you know, the small faction of people that just turned against Trump because of the mainstream media. But again, 2022 is going to be the keynote. We'll see where it goes in 2022. So I'm going to do an end roll on here for this wonderful person. And again, we have this great sponsor. And, you know, sponsors pay the bills. The likes you give me and the little tokens you give me on this podcast, they help to pay the bills. So we're going to roll again for those who came in late. And we do have the sponsor of the Commodore Express attention in Nashville, Tennessee area. CDL A team drivers. Commodore Express is Central Tennessee's premier refrigerated truckload carrier. Is actively hiring CDL A team drivers in the Nashville, Tennessee area for their West Coast weekly runs. Their team is run only to the West Coast. They offer a full benefits package above average pay and an out and back operation. Quality home and family time. They strive to provide the best work environment with as little stress as possible. Commodore Express is a family-oriented company. They take pride in the way they do business, fairly, honestly, and respectfully. Full-time, part-time, retired casual drivers and female drivers encouraged to apply. They are able to work with just about anybody to fill your needs. Visit Commodore Express online at CommodoreExpress.net to learn more about them and request an online application or call Robert at recruiting. At 615-287-5140, extension 1 to get started with a better career path. Commodore Express is 615-287-5140, extension 1, and Commodore Express looks forward to seeing your seat in one of their seats. So I'm going to leave you with that thought. And again, great sponsor. I've had some friends that work down south for Commodore Express, a great company. So I'm proud to sponsor them on our podcast, and one wonderful, wonderful company. As always, we'll see what happens during the course of the week. And I'm going to look to get some more on that infrastructure bill because that's a very critical piece of the puzzle right now. We need to find out how to stop that in its tracks, basically, just like Texas is stopping their abortions. And the great thing about Texas and the fact that the Supreme Court did not overrule them is that other states are working in the same direction. So it's going to get interesting. More to follow, more to see. Never a dull day in the United States of America and in the world today. So I'm going to cut out just a few minutes early and say good evening to everyone. Thanks again for stopping by. Hope it was informative. And let's all stay alert, stay awake, stay alive, and keep the faith. God bless everyone. We'll see you next week. Same time, same podcast. Thanks. I hope I do feel better. My throat's been really bothering me lately. So anyway, have a good night, everyone, with a closing. Good night, everybody. See you next week.